there is a company called Univise. Mm-hmm. Nashua, this is a company which is a Scandinavian company, and a few years ago, colleagues there decided, who were working in a university, I think in Sweden, they decided that they wanted to make an online system for assessment. Mm-hmm. And they started designing it from a pedagogical perspective. And at the OU, we have an electronic assessment system, which is called the ETMA. But it is becoming very old. It does not talk to any new systems. So we put out a tender. And from last year, this WiseFlow company is working with the OU to develop this new e-assessment system. Mm-hmm. So what this system will do is that it will enable us to set up the marking schemes. It will be a system where students submit their assignments, and we will be, as tutors and other academics, will be able to mark in it. And if we were to send it to the examiners, external examiners who do the quality checking for us, we can again send them links from within the system, and they can have a look at the subset of the student examinations to make sure that everything has been done fairly and properly and with due diligence. So it is not only the Open University, but many other universities in the UK are adopting this company's software, which is called WiseFlow, and the company's name is Univise, in case you wanted to have a look at them. Mm-hmm. But this is not the only company. There are many other companies also which are coming up, who are designing these e-assessment systems. Mm-hmm. So the problem is not really the technology. You can also get technology for remote proctoring, as I mentioned in my talk. There are various technologies that one can outsource, in the sense, if the university doesn't have the technology, they can ask another company to set up, let's say, a software which monitors when I'm doing my exam. So that's also a part of e-assessment, but it is not a part which is more to do with invigilation, rather than anything to do with the students doing their exam. Mm-hmm. So, but at the OU, this is the various technologies landscape. So on one side, you have the system.